For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The State Department continues to plan next month's summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Pyongyang is threatening to cancel it over long-planned military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert.
What we have to go on is what Kim Jong-un had said before, that he understands and appreciates the importance to the United States of having these joint exercises. The Republic of Korea has as well. We've received no formal or even informal notification of anything.
Facebook is offering details on the bad content that it removes from the site. The BBC's Amal Rajan.
The inner workings show that about 3.5 million posts were taken down or flagged because they were violent. About 1.9 million posts were taken down because they were terror-related.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump's met with Republican senators pushing for the confirmation of Gina Haspel to be the next CIA director. After the meeting, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the White House staffer who made a callous comment about John McCain's brain cancer should express her regrets.
The person who said that should apologize and should apologize publicly.
Two people have been killed and more than half a million are without power in severe storms that are sweeping across the Northeast. The heavy rain and strong winds have downed trees and power lines. This man in Sullivan County, New York, tells WCBS-TV he was trapped in his car for a while.
A local volunteer fireman cleared the back of my car so I could get out, but I am still stuck on the highway, really, with no way to go. They got me out from underneath the tree and away from the live wires.
The storm also disrupted train service in New York. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We'll probably never know if New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning committed fraud or not. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
A settlement's been reached in the case, but the terms of that settlement are not being disclosed. Three sports collectors had sued the Giants star QB for memorabilia fraud. The collectors had claimed they paid thousands of dollars for helmets that Eli Manning wore in games, but that the helmets they got were not actually ever used in games. So fans may never know, because of the non-disclosure agreement, whether Manning signed off on the bogus game-worn helmets. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Singers Dionne Warwick and Smokey Robinson were among a number of entertainers who pressed Congress to pass stronger copyright laws, saying making a living off the sales of albums and CDs is a thing of the past, as people increasingly turn to streaming. Joining the two singers at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing were songwriters Josh Keir, singer Darlene Love, and Mary Wilson of the Supremes. They're putting their support behind Senator Orrin Hatch's Music Modernization Act. The act would establish a new music licensing organization responsible for making sure the copyright holders of music compositions are paid what they're due. Current copyright laws protects music produced after February 15, 1972. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.